On behalf of the bishops, priests, and all the religious, I wish all of you a very blessed and happy New Year. The epistle for the Feast of the Circumcision is taken from St. Paul's epistle to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. These words are taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 9. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, each year on New Year's Day, people around the world make what have come to be known as New Year's resolutions. A resolution, simply put, is a firm decision to do something or not to do something. And so each year on New Year's Day, people make a resolution or a decision to reach some goal, to improve their health, or to better their lives in some way. But how many actually keep this resolution? Well, according to one study, after 1 week, only 75% of people are still successful in keeping it. 25% give up after 1 week. After 1 month, the number of those striving to keep their resolution drops to 64%. And after 6 months, only 46% of people make any effort to keep it. So by June, for many people, it might be more accurate to call it a New Year's suggestion instead of resolution. You know, something we intend to do, but don't always manage to keep. And it's only down from there. The study concluded that on average, only 9 to 12% keep their New Year's resolutions. The world, for the most part, is inconstant. It has little perseverance. We see this in so many facets of society today. People pick up things one day, and they drop them the next. A lot of times it's because of difficult circumstances. They don't want to deal with what is hard, so they just give up. They don't want to be inconvenienced, so they quit. As Catholics, we can't let this be our mentality. We have to be constant. Constancy means being steadfast or faithful. We have to be steadfast in the practice of our faith. We have to be faithful in striving for holiness in this life. We have to be constant in our pursuit of heaven. You know, in the Old Testament, Job compared life to fighting a war. The life of man on earth, he wrote, is a warfare. But St. Paul, he likened life to something else. He compared it to running a race. In his first epistle to the Corinthians, St. Paul tells us, "Know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain." St. Paul could have put it this way. He could have said, the life of man on earth is a race. It's a foot race that each of us enters at baptism. The race ends at death, and the finish line is heaven. And so if at death we do not cross the finish line, we lose. The race of life then is not like other races in which there is only one winner. It's a race in which everyone who crosses the finish line is a champion. It's therefore a race of endurance and perseverance. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes, "The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It is those who endure to the end and who cross the finish line." This race then belongs to the constant. It takes stamina to run a race, but it takes constancy to win it. And each of us here has been running the race to heaven, some for a longer time than others, but we've all been running. And New Year's Day is, in a sense, the beginning of a new lap in the race. And the beginning of this new lap is a time to reflect, to ask ourselves, how have I been running? Have I been running, as St. Paul says, so as to win? Or have I been running half-heartedly? How have I been running, and how can I run better? How can I run to make sure that I win? In 2003, the British cycling team was one of the worst cycling teams in the world. In over 100 years of competing, all they had to show for their efforts was one gold medal. And they had never even come close to winning the Tour de France, which, as some of you may know, is the most prestigious of cycling events. It was over 100 years of mediocrity for the British cycling team. In fact, the team was so bad that one of the top bicycle manufacturers in Europe refused to sell them bicycles because they feared it would be an embarrassment to them and would hurt the company's reputation. That's how bad this team was. Although they tried and tried, nothing seemed to be working. No matter how much money they spent on better gear or how much effort they put into new training regimens, nothing was making them better. And so in 2003, the British cycling team hired a new coach. And what made him different from previous coaches was this. He was committed to a new kind of strategy. Instead of trying to go from worst to first overnight, instead of seeking immediate success, begin by making small improvements each day. He convinced his team that if they could get 1% better each day, it would all add up to victory. And that's exactly what happened. The team started making small improvements on a daily basis, whether those improvements were with the bikes themselves or with the conditioning, training, and nutrition of the athletes. And in time, these hundreds of small, insignificant changes began to accumulate. And the results came faster than anyone could have imagined. Within 10 years or so, the British cycling team not only started winning gold at the Olympics, but it also won the first Tour de France in the history of Britain. In fact, in the last 12 years, a British rider has won the Tour de France 6 times. What started as a series of small changes translated into big gains. Now, we're not, of course, training to win the Tour de France, but we are striving to win the race of life. And as we begin this new lap in the race, we can learn something from the British cycling team. The importance of getting 1% better each day, of trying to be better today than we were yesterday, of making tomorrow better than today, of trying to love God more each day, of making some small improvement on a daily basis to help us become saints and win the race of life. So I encourage you to make a New Year's resolution, a Catholic New Year's resolution. Set a goal or two for yourself this year, whether it's the determination to overcome a certain sin that you frequently fall into, to practice a certain virtue that you struggle with, to say your prayers better, or even to learn your faith better. And once you've decided on your resolution or resolutions, ask yourself, okay, now what steps am I going to take to reach that goal? What is the 1% I can improve on each day? If your resolution is to overcome a certain sin, if it's a grave sin, obviously, one must make efforts to put an end to it altogether. Cold turkey, as the saying goes. Such a person can't say, well, I'll try to cut it down here and there, because grave sin is serious. It's the death of the soul. But what that person can do is this. He can say, okay, I'm going to beat this. And here are the steps I'm going to take. I'm going to be more faithful to prayer when I'm tempted. I'm going to more diligently avoid the thing that leads me to sin. I'm going to keep myself from idleness and curiosity. I'm going to stay close to confession and Holy Communion. If your resolution has to do with charity towards your neighbor, look for those little improvements you can make each day. When an uncharitable thought pops into your head, you can start by saying a little prayer for that person. Calmly turn away from the thought, and then add to that, making an excuse for the person. If you struggle with forgiving others, start by saying a little prayer for your offenders each day. Refrain from talking poorly about them or giving them the silent treatment, and then keep building on that. Maybe you're going through a tough time right now. Maybe you're discouraged and downhearted. Resolve to form a greater trust in God. Start with something as simple as praying a little invocation each day. My God, I trust thee. Please help me through this. And then go from there. Maybe you need to form a better habit of praying your rosary each day. Start by scheduling a time for it, setting a reminder for yourself, and go from there. Perhaps you need to learn more about your faith. You could resolve to read a few pages from the Catechism or from some spiritual book each day. Whatever it is that you resolve to do, the point is this. Strive to get 1% better each day. And don't give up on it. Even if you fail from time to time, even if you trip on the racetrack of this life, get up, keep running, and win the lap. Win the year. So that you will be in the best possible position to win the race. Don't be inconstant like the world. If we get to December 31st, 2025, and absolutely nothing has changed, something went wrong. Don't be inconstant like the world. Be constant like the saints. Strive to be part of that 9 to 12% who on December 31st, 2025 can say, I kept my resolution as best I could. I won the year. And never underestimate the value of these small improvements, because every effort we make to overcome our fallen human nature and become a saint, no matter how tiny it seems to us, it will make the biggest difference in our lives. For it is by small, simple, and yes, even 1% things that great things can happen. May we, like St. Paul and so many saints before us, set our minds and our hearts to finishing our course and crossing the finish line into heaven, so that we may say with him, as we approach the home stretch of our race, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, As to the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will render to me in that day." God bless you, and may you have a very happy and holy New Year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.